Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. We thank God for what He does for us and the help that He gives us. Amen. We'll begin reading at verse 10, if God will be our help. And the Bible says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall melt, pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. But listen to this, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." As we look at this morning, as Peter's writing here, and he's talking about the day of the Lord. Now he's talking about that day to come, that day of judgment that's coming upon the world. I'm saying that it's soon. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, and it was in the days of Lot. I'm telling you right now, youngins, we're there. Nothing else has to happen for the Lord to come, to step out from glory and come to take us to be with Him. But he said there's a day of judgment coming on this world. And he said, it's coming as a thief in the night. They're not going to know it. The world's not going to know what's happened. All of a sudden, boom, and it's going to happen. The Lord's going to come, and judgment is going to fall upon this world. Tribulation and trials like this world has never seen. But the Lord Jesus Christ made a way to surpass all that if we just come to Him. He said this old world which we knew, which we know now, He said it's not going to stand like it is. He said the curse is upon this world. The curse is upon it because of sin, because of man and his disregard for God, because of man rebelled against the holy God and chose to go in a different way. We choose to go in our way and not God's way. But I want to say this morning that our way is not God's way. God has a way that's perfect. God has a way that's right. And He'll lead you in that way of right this morning if you'll let Him. His way is a righteous way. A righteousness is of the Lord. And if we follow in righteousness, as He is righteous this morning, we can have that victory in Jesus. We have overcome the world through Him this morning. We are overcomers, amen. We are overcome. We have overcome if we have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. We have overcome every obstacle. We will overcome every obstacle. We will end up in glory with the Lord in a little while. Glory be to God. We're not doomed and damned with this world, but we have a blessed hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ain't you glad for that? When all these things begin to take place, when all this fervent heat and the earth's melting and the elements around are being dissolved, glory be to God, we have hope in the Lord. We will be with Him forever during that time. Ain't you glad this morning that you can raise your hand and say, I'm a child of the King. Glory be to God, I'm saved. I'm saved and I'm headed for heaven. Praise God, and nobody, praise God, can stop me this morning. I'm saved, I'm sealed under the day of redemption. redeeming when the Lord comes to take His own to be with Him forevermore. What a glorious day that's going to be. The day of His appearing when we'll see Him as He is. Praise God. That's going to be a wonderful thing. Be able to see the Lord. We've heard about Him. We know about Him. In our mind we can kind of get a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. But praise God, in just a little while we're going to see Him as He is. You think you can have times of prayer now? You think you can have times of praise now? Wait till you see Jesus face to face. Well, I tell you, some praising's going to be going on then. When we realize and come to a final recognition of just who Jesus is, and that final dawning on us of what He's done for us. How when we look behind us and we see the turmoil in the world and the destruction that's going on down here, praise God, we'll be in the presence of a holy God. Amen. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad for that blessed hope this morning? Ain't you glad that you know the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin? But He said, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. He says, what manner of person ought ye be in all holy conversation and godliness? He said, now wait a minute. He said, you see all these things that's going to take place. He said, you know what's going to take place. You've heard what's going to take place. God has revealed in His Word, Brother Frank, what's going to take place in the end. And He said, if we know what's going to take place, He said, what manner of person ought we to be? What manner of person? What kind of conversation should we have? How should we be living our lives? It should be in a holy way. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. God is holy, and we should be holy. We should be seeking Him and desiring Him in holiness. Amen? Holy conversation and godliness. That's God-wordness. That's being like God wants us to be. Amen? It's being the way God pictures us in His mind to be. Now what I've got in my mind that I should be is not what God's got in His mind that I should be. Because my mind can't comprehend all the essence of God and all that He is. I can't comprehend in my mind this morning exactly all God got for me. But I thank God that God's got it in the volume of book written. And if I'll follow the guidelines of the book, He'll help me to be what I need to be pleasing to Him. Amen. We try to make this thing so hard in the days we live. We try to make salvation something that's so difficult. And we either make it too hard or we have an easy believism where we say, well, you know, I know who Jesus is and that's all I need. Well, I want to say this morning that He made it easy. That we have to know who He is. Have to believe upon His name. And He has to live in our heart. Praise God and be the Lord of our lives. Amen. He said, what matter of person ought we to be? We know this world's going to be destroyed. We know that utter chaos is coming. So how should we be living? How should we act? How should we react? That may be a better question. How should we react? We don't always react right. Amen? Our reactions is not always Godward. But sometimes we got to just stop and step back and say, you know, Lord, what would you have me to do? How would you have me to react to be pleasing to you? And boy, I'm telling you, God just move on the scene and He'll begin to work in things that you never knew He could. But praise God, if we truly believe, we truly accept Him, we know what God's able to do this morning. We've seen Him move. We've seen Him move in your own life. Amen. Have you seen God ever just throw up a stop sign and say, well, wait a minute. You can't go there. Has He ever done that for you? He said, hey, wait a minute. You know, this isn't proper. This isn't the way a child of God would handle this situation. Amen. He said, there's a way that you ought to live in holy conversation, holy living. Amen. I want to say it's still not wrong to live right. It's always in the works to live right. Living right will not hurt you this morning. Praise God. It'll prepare you for that glorious day of His appearing. Living living right and having a conversation, a manner of living in godliness. Why? You say, well, Pastor, why would we do that? Why would we try to live in any particular way? Why can't we just continue? I know the Lord Jesus. I've asked Him to forgive my sins. I've asked Him to save me. I've asked Him to come into my life. Why can't I just do what I want to? You can if you've truly been born again, but your want to's will be different. Yeah. Amen? You won't want to sin. You won't want to break the heart of God. You won't want to hurt the brother and sister. You won't want to bring a reproach on God's name. You'll want to live right. You'll want to do right. You'll want to talk right. You'll want to walk right. Praise God. Amen? If you've been born again, you'll have a different want to. I'm afraid these people deceived. I'm afraid that Brother Ralph Sexton was right years ago. Ralph Sexton Sr. said 85% of people sitting in their independent fundamental Bible believing churches are lost and on their way to hell. God help us, this youngins, this morning, youngins, not to be lost and on our way to hell, but to know that we have the Redeemer living in our soul, that He is the God of glory, and He's our God this morning, and He lives in our hearts, and He goes with us wherever we go. He changes us, molds us, and makes us into what He is. And we allow Him to do that. You know what we have to do, young? We have to submit ourselves to God. We have to submit and commit ourselves to Him. But you know why? You know why we have so much struggle in the world? You know why we can't have a decent relationship in this world? Because we don't have a relationship with God. If we could ever get hooked up right with the Lord, we could get hooked up right with one another. Amen? When there's hardships and when there's strife and contention, praise God, in your life, it's not, I want to tell you this morning, the God of glory don't put that there. Amen? It's the old devil. And when we have that manner of conversation and we have that godliness in us, God changes us into what He wants us to be. He gives us that shut mouth for just a second, long enough to think about what we're fixing to spew forth. Amen? So it don't just come out in a flood. Because it's just like a rock once it leaves your hand. But God help that wind. Because you can't take it back. Amen? It's going to break. It's going to fracture. It's going to shatter something. Praise God, because it's a rock. But I praise God this morning that we can hold back those rocks. Amen. If that ivory tower that we have could hold back those things, that's not right according to God's will. Our conversation would be holy. The manner of living could be holy, that we might be pleasing for God. Why do we need to do that? Because of verse 12. He said, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord. He said the reason we can do that, the reason we desire to do that, is because we've got an expectation. We've got an expectation that the Lord could come today. Amen? Do you believe He could come today?
Yes, sir.
Amen, He could come today before we get out of here. Hey, be a trump and a shout, praise God, and those that's born again be taken out of here. Amen? So we need to be expecting, just like He's coming today. We need to be looking for and hastening and come day with the desire and expectation of the Lord's coming. You ought to be expecting Him. Say, Lord, is this today? And if it is, Lord, help me please to be pleasing in Your sight. Help me not to do anything to hurt the brother. Help me not to do anything that would bring a reproach on Your name. But God, help me to live in that You'd have me to be. He said, hastening unto the day. That's that desire. That's that desire that would happen to be prepared. He said if we're truly expecting the Lord, then we should have a desire to be prepared. It scares me today for our lack of preparedness. Amen? It scares me today for people that say that they're children of God, but they're not prepared to go to heaven. You say, well, preacher, are you judging the folks? No, I'm just fruit inspecting. Amen? If your fruit's rotten, you're living with rotten fruit, praise God, you're not desiring and expecting to go to be with the Lord. Amen? You're putting it off saying, well, you know, maybe I'll be okay. I'll just do this little stuff and maybe it'll be all right. Well, I'm telling you, it's not all right. We need to live in a way, a manner of holy conversation, a manner of holy living unto the Lord.
Amen.
Expecting Him that He might come any minute. Desiring Him to come, preparing ourselves for the day of His appearing, and preparing ourselves just like it could be today, like it could be this very moment before I could get to the next verse that the Lord could come.
Amen.
Are you preparing yourself in that way? Are you looking? Boy, we need a lot of help, don't we? We need a lot of help with our mental attitude and our state of mind to prepare us, to get us in a preparedness mode. Let me tell you something. Thank you, Lord. If you come over to media at that 12:30 today and said that Russia had initiated an all-out attack on America, an all-out attack at 12:30 today, what would you do? What would we do? We'd run home and get prepared. Praise God, I'd go home and get out my SKS, and I'd get out all the rounds I could get, and I'd prepare myself, and I'd pray, and I'd say, Lord, help these United States of America. Help us to be prepared. Help us to put up a good fight. Amen. Well, that's what we ought to do for the Lord today. That we ought to expect Him to come. We ought to be looking for Him to come, and we ought to be putting up a fight. We ought to be a good soldier for Christ. Amen. God help us today. In the manner we live. But we live in a flippant society and we say, well, you know, I'm just going to do what I want to because it feels good. God help that. God help that mentality. Because that's not what God said. He said we should be looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of the Lord. Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Why do you think Peter said that twice? He wants us to know what's going to happen to this old person. You know, we got all our eggs in this one basket, in a little basket called earth. And we put our focus on what we have here, what we can lay our hands on. And we forget about our soul, the soul of man that liveth forever, either in heaven or in hell. And we don't put no focus on where we're at with the Lord. But He said, praise God this morning. And if we just put our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and Him living down in our soul and helping us to do right and live right and walk right and helping us to just love Him like He loved us and He gave Himself for us, we'd quit being so selfish. Amen. We'd begin to thank God again for all that He's given us, all that He's gave us. All that we have. And we'd begin to praise Him again and honor Him again and glorify Him again and lift Him up again. America has forgot about God. We forgot who God is. We forgot what God wants to do for us. We forgot where God brought us from in just a short amount of time. Amen. God's blessed us and He's risen us up. We've become a great nation. And we are a great nation. We have liberty. Amen. And we let that liberty slip through our hands when we don't take the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our liberty. We're going to celebrate liberty tomorrow, our liberty. Amen. If you get to Pastor's Corner, I know nobody ever reads it, but get it and read it. It's about the liberty. What is true liberty? True liberty is in Christ Jesus. Amen. True freedom is in the Lord Jesus. You say, well, preacher, how could that be? He restricts us in so many things that we do. Only the things that's harmful to you. Amen. Amen. He don't restrict you in the things that's good to you from the Lord. Amen. That bucket's full of blessing and He wants to pour it out on you. But you got to be willing to receive it. So you say, well, preacher, how do I receive those blessings that God has for me? By preparing ourselves, by having the right manner of living, the right conversation, a holy life. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, He said, look for a new heaven and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. He said, one of these days, He said, God's going to clean up this little speck of dirt. Glory be to God, Brother Frank. He said one of these days He's going to purify it. That's how you purify something. You purify it with fire. Did you know fire is a purifier? That's why sometimes we got to go through the fire. Amen. Those Hebrew children, you remember them? They went through the fire. But I tell you what, when they come through the fire, they came through the fire. They didn't come out of wasn't pulled out of the fire. They went through the fire. But the Lord Jesus Christ was with them in that fire. And when they come through the fire, they come out purer than when they went in. Amen. Don't you know the faith that they had? Glory be to God. He said, did you? He said, see there, Nebuchadnezzar, we told you God would bring us through. Amen. What a witness, what a testimony they had when they come through the fire. You may be here this morning and you may have been through the fire. You may be in the fire. But I want to tell you, young'un, just keep up your head, lift up your eyes, because you'll go through the fire and you'll be pure for the fire. Amen. Amen. If you just keep your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, allow the Lord to help you through the fire. Amen. This old world we live in, it burns us. Amen. It tries to burn us up. But praise be to God, we've got the Lord Jesus on our side. And He will be there with us all the way through. And He said He'll give us a life, an earth. He'll give us a place wherein dwelleth righteousness. There'll be righteousness when God is through. There'll be right living when God is through. There'll be right talking when God is through. There'll be right walking when God is through. Amen. And He'll be through with you. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. He said, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameness. Now He's talking about that state of sanctification, being sanctified, being set aside for the glory of God. Are you being set aside this morning? Huh? Are you being set aside for the Lord? Is that sanctifying hand of God cleansing you and purifying? That's why we need church. I had some folks tell me the other day, said, well, preacher, you don't really need to go to church to be saved. But if you're saved, you'll want to go to church. Because that's how the sanctifying hand of God, through the Word of God, purifies you and cleanses you and helps you and gives you that strength and that nurturement, that nutrition, that nurturing to get you through this old world. Yes, and to give you that'll sustain you and help you be a good soldier for Christ. Amen. You can't fail to assemble yourself together. Praise God, you'll starve out. The devil will starve you out. You get away from God and His house, you starve out spiritually. And then the devil will infiltrate you. He'll infiltrate your life. He'll infiltrate your home. He'll infiltrate your mind. He'll get you doing and saying things in just a little while that you used to not say, that you used to not do. You say, preacher, you're meddling now. Now I'm just telling you what the devil can do when you get away from God. But He said we ought to be expecting, praise the Lord. He said we ought to be diligent in serving the Lord. We ought to be diligent, found of Him in peace. Now what does that mean this morning? To be diligently found in Him in peace. That means peace between you and God. You make peace with Him. Because we're rebellious. We're the enemy of God. We're this old sinful flesh is at enmity with God. Amen?
Sure is.
We're sinful in our nature. That's where we are. But God says, hey, it don't have to be that way. He said, if you submit yourself to the Lord, He said, you can have peace and a bond between you and God. I tell you what, I like the peace of God myself. I like it when the Lord comes by and I pray, Lord, and I say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Help me to do better. And He puts them big old loving arms around me. I praise God through the Spirit of God. And He hugs me up and He whispers in my ear, son, I love you and it'll be all right. Amen. I forgive you and I'll help you. Let's go on for my glory. Amen. If He ever do that to you, ain't that the one of the most wonderful feelings? Hey, boy, you're sad down in your soul because you've messed up. You've let down. You've let God down. You've let yourself down. But praise God, God comes to you when you confess and you get rid of it and you repent of your sin. God comes along. He just lifts you up and He says, hey, listen, young'un, I love you and I'll help you. Praise God. Let me hurry. He said, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Now, what is salvation? It's Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. That's our salvation. That's our blessed hope. That's all the hope we have. Amen. It's in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He said, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written to you, as also in all his epistles speaking to them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, when they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. He said they just don't know the truth. They're not willing to accept the truth of God's Word. But now listen to what he says in verse 17. He said, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked. He said, you know better. He said, you know that the Lord loves you. You know that the Lord cares for you. You know that the Lord will sanctify and cleanse you and help you to do right. He said, you know these things. He said, it's not something that you don't understand. Because it's not something you have to wrestle with. But you know that the Lord Jesus is on your side. Amen? Do you know that this morning? Jesus is on your side. Amen. He's not against you in any way. He's just against sin. But sin isn't our way. So Jesus is on our side. He said, being led away with the error of the wicked. He said, fall from your own steadfastness. And now he said that it's through your faith that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ that holds you where you need to be. That you don't become, as Paul said, shipwreck. Amen. Let me show you something. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. Now, Paul's talking to young Timothy here. And he said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou might by them mightest war a good warfare. Now he said, Timothy, I know that you're in a battle. The battle's going to come at you. You're going to have battles. You're going to have these little scrimmages. But let me tell you, Timothy, you're going to win the war. Amen. Victory will ultimately be yours. We're going through little scrimmages now. We're going through little battles in our lives. But he said, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, glory to God. I could just about run a lap. He said, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, he said, the victory is ours. The war will be won by us. We have victory in the Lord. He said, well, how do you do that? He said, holding faith, and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwrecked. Now that word shipwreck, that means that they've thrust it away. They've pushed it away. That good conscience, they've pushed it away. And they said, well, I'll just do my own thing. I don't want to do that that's just exactly right. I'll just do it my way. And he said, because of that, he said, you've made your faith shipwrecked. Amen? I pray be to God that we don't ever become shipwrecked. That we stay on the right course. That we watch out because if we become shipwrecked, it's because we're not watching out for the rocks and the boulders and those things that would sink our ship. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you do that? You need to stay anchored. I believe a lot today of our moorings are loosened. Amen. The ropes have been taken off and we've been set loose and set adrift. We're drifting in this old world and just drifting through carelessly and nonchalantly, just doing that the world would have us to do when our focus ought to be on being faithful to the Lord and the faithfulness He has for me and you. The Lord is faithful. Amen. He's faithful to us all if we just trust Him. But we can't trust in ourselves. We have to repent and turn from when we do wrong. And we have to turn to the Lord. And we have to be a good disciple of the Lord. Or the disciplined hand of God to be upon us. I'd rather be a disciple than be disciplined. Amen. A disciple is one that follows Christ. I want to be one that follows Christ. I want to be one that's led of Him. Paul in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27, it talks about him being a castaway. Now, he's not talking about his salvation. He's talking about that relationship with the Lord. He's talking about that work that he does for the glory of God. He says, I don't want to be a castaway. He said, but I want to stay where God can use me. I want to stay in a sound relationship with my Lord and Savior. He said, well, Pastor, how do you do that? By staying in God's good grace. You know, grace is something that we receive every day of God. Sometimes we got the mentality as God's people that God saves us by grace through faith and that God's grace is never there again. But I want to say this morning that God's grace is present every day of our lives. God's grace is there to lead us and guide us. How do you know? Because Peter says in verse 18 of 2 Peter 3, he said, but grow in grace. Amen. That's that sanctifying power of God in your life that's molding you and making you and changing you into what God wants you to be. Praise the Lord. But grow in grace. Now this is, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, you want to grow? He said, then you grow spiritually. You grow it in the grace of God. That grace that's extended down to us and gives us that knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That knowledge of the Lord Jesus that'll not only save us, but it'll keep us. That knowledge of the Lord Jesus that not only save us and keep us, but it'll encourage us and it'll grow us and it'll direct us and it'll show us where we need to be. It's the knowledge of the Lord. It's that sanctifying power of God to cleanse us and make us what the Lord would have us to be. You say, Pastor, well, the day and the hour we live, it's a hard time. Sure it is. I know it is, and it's not going to get any easier. That's a newsflash. It's not going to get any easier. But God, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's never changed. God's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll always be the same. So we just got to grow in the grace of God and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And just keep lifting Him up and magnifying Him. Amen. In our hearts and in our minds. And it says, to Him be glory both now and forever. He said, what we got to do, young'uns, is we just got to realize that the end's coming. The end of this old world as we know it's a coming. But He said, while it's coming, while we're waiting on it, patiently waiting for the Lord to come, that we just stay in the fight, that we don't give up. We just keep looking for Him. And while we're looking for Him, we're looking to Him and we're just praising Him for all that He does, giving Him glory for every time He comes, lifting up praises and worshiping Him, thanking Him for what He does, lifting up holy hands and saying, thank You, Lord. Glory be to Your name. I love You and I thank You for what You're doing in my life. It makes a difference. But Peter said just to stay focused. He said, don't be caught up in the traditions and the things of this world. But he said, stay focused in the Lord. Deceivers is everywhere. I told a fellow in the prayer room I heard yesterday. I heard this fellow on the radio preaching. He was talking about we need to get back under the law. We need to come back under the law of Moses. We need to start living under the law, keeping the Sabbath. That's straight out of pits of hell. That's backing up. Amen. We're not living under the law. Amen. We're living under grace. We're living in the age of grace, the dispensation of the grace of an almighty God. Why would we want to go back under the bondage of the law? That's ludicrous. That's crazy. We're the church of the living God. Amen. We have better hopes, better promises than the old covenant. We have a new covenant in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Glory be to God. And all we got to do is trust and believe Him at death, burial, and His resurrection, salvation, and the sanctifying hand of a holy God. Believe His Word. Take it into our heart that we might not sin against God. Amen. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Tell Him how much we love Him. How much we care for Him. You say, preacher, I struggle every day. It seems like the devil in the world, everybody's against me. Well, talk to the Lord about it. Amen. Go to the Lord. Tell Him your problems. Tell Him, take your supplications to the Lord. But before you do that, you better ask Him to forgive you of your sins. Say, Lord, just cleanse me. Forgive me. All those things I've done that's contrary to You and Your Word. Forgive me of those and come into my heart. Love me and help me to love You. And Lord, help me. Help me to be that, Lord, that's pleasing to a holy God. Lord, You know my need. And Lord, I know that You can meet that need, whatever it may be. You say, preacher, you just don't know where I'm at. No, I don't. But He does. Amen. He knows exactly where you're at this morning. He knows every situation that you put yourself in. Amen. He knows everything that you're having to deal with. And if we'll just go to Him and say, Lord, it's me. I need help. Lord, I need You to help me. Why? Because we're expecting Him to come. And we're expecting Him to give us help. And we're expecting Him to love us like He always has and like He always will. We're expecting that because that's who He is. That's part of His essence. That's part of who God is. He can't help it. He just loves us. Amen. Can you imagine that? Even when I'm unlovable, even when I'm ugly, praise God, He still loves me. And He'll knock on the door of my heart. He'll say, son, what in the world are you doing?
Yeah. Amen.
What are you doing? Have you lost your mind? Well, let me redirect you. Let me refocus you. Let me show you where you need to be right now. And you know what you do? You say, you just become submissive to the Lord. You say, yes, Lord. Help me to do better. Help me to be that that You'd have me to be. Here I am, Lord. I belong to You. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He said, Lord, I belong to you. Make me what you want me to be. You're the potter, I'm the clay. Lord, I guess I got a crack. Amen. I guess I got a crack, Lord. I got a fault. So, Lord, would you mold me with your hands? God, would you take that old crack, that old broken vessel, would you fix me, Lord? I believe I'm leaking. Lord, I need your help. Lord, would you help me today to be that I need to be? Because, Lord, I'm expecting you to come. And, Lord, when you come, I want to be found worthy. I want to be found a good soldier across. I want to be found fighting a good warfare, Lord, when you come. So, Lord, would you help me do that for me that I need right now?